Good evening. I'm Laura Barone-Lopez. John Yang is away. Concerns of a wider conflict in the Middle East are escalating. Today, Iran said in a statement that it will exact severe revenge at the appropriate time. This after an attack in its capital killed a visiting Hamas leader. Iran blames Israel and the U.S. The veiled threats are prompting the Pentagon to send additional Navy destroyers to the Middle East. In the occupied West Bank, Israeli Defense Forces said it killed another Hamas leader today. The IDF hit a car that it says held the leader and four other Palestinian militants on their way to carry out an attack. The Defense Department revoked a controversial plea deal that took the death penalty off the table for the accused mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. In a memo, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said responsibility for the decision should be left with him, not the official appointed to oversee the cases. Prosecutors initially struck deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two of his accused accomplices over concern some evidence gathered through torture would not be admissible in court. The victims of the devastating wildfires on Maui could soon get help to rebuild. Hawaii's governor announced a settlement Friday worth more than $4 billion. It would pay out the families of the more than 100 people killed and the thousands displaced last August. The massive fire remains under investigation nearly 1 year later. The settlement needs to be finalized in court before the victims may receive payment. Olympian Simone Biles is living up to her nickname as one of the greatest of all time. The gymnast earned her 7th gold medal and 10th overall in Paris today during the women's vault final. Later in the day, Team USA picked up another gold in the pool. Swimmer Katie Ledecky raced past the competition for the women's 800-meter freestyle. This is her 9th gold in 4 Olympic Games. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the history of racial identity in American politics and the impact of mining on indigenous communities in the U.S. and around the world.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.